Once again, I hope that your instrument voice has recovered sufficiently for you to use so this time. We certainly were, and it was very useful information which was given to us.
I would like to begin this time by saying a little about the evolvement of this planet Earth.
That's interesting. Yes, please.
We have spoken much, have answered questions about what will happen to this planet. I would like to go just a little farther this time with you, because I think your understanding is fuller. So many of you within this planet are concerned about its destruction.
Yes, that is so.
When first I came to you, I told you that man would not be allowed to destroy it.
Yes, you did indeed.
And so this still stands. Man will not be the cause of the Earth's demise. But we go further in time to when this earth will come to a natural end, not an end of destruction, you understand?
No, but a gradual ceasing of the life within it.
An evolutionary plan will take place. This is natural and nothing to do with destructive forces.
Right, we do understand that.
So you will say within your own minds, what will happen to human beings?
Yes, we have questioned that quite often.
As you know, everything has been, is, will be. There is no beginning and there is no end.
Yes, we accept that too. You have told us several times, and it has been quoted in other places. So we can't do anything but accept it, even though we still, of course, don't understand it.
As human beings have evolved, so too will they come to an end. And we have spoken briefly that although the physical form will no longer remain, of course you exist in another form of energy.
Yes.
So do you begin to see and understand what the evolvement of this planet will be. It is too far ahead that I feel at this time that it is something I would wish you to know and understand.
Yes, we would like to hear more about it, please.
As this planet Earth was formed, what you term as low life first began. But I say to you, that form of low life, and again, I do not like the term, but it is one I use for your understanding. It all evolves from the one energy. Again, we return to the subject of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, humans evolved. And so, the time must come when human beings have played their part within the cosmos. So they must move on to higher and better things. You understand?
Yes.
Do you have questions?
Yes, when you say there's a must move on, when the time comes for the Earth to cease as it is now, presumably that will take many, many years in our time to happen. It won't be a sudden catastrophe.
No.
It will gradually cool, I imagine.
It will be a natural process. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so humanity will cease to exist because of lack of facilities to enable them to continue living. Is that so?
Mankind, as you know it now, will have ceased to exist before such time.
Is that so?
Yes.
So evolution in another form will have taken place on the planet before the planet finally ceases to exist.
Yes.
That's interesting.
I want you to understand this.
Yes, that's certainly a very new outlook, a new concept altogether, I'm sure. I'd certainly never considered that.
No, because mankind is set upon the idea that you have the power to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
I say, although you can destroy much upon your earth, you do not have such power. You are one group of energy which has evolved and will finish too. You understand?
Yes, so whatever we do, we cannot destroy the evolution as planned.
No, you cannot. Man does not have that power.
Yeah. Well, that's a very interesting concept that humanity as we know it now will cease and become another form of life upon this planet, Is that what you're telling us?
No, mankind will never be another species. Mankind will filter out naturally.
I see.
As you have your dinosaurs and other species.
Yes.
You understand.
But the spiritual aspect of man will live elsewhere.
It will. There are other areas of existence which belong to a higher energy, and mankind will upgrade to such places.
So it's going to be the dissolution of mankind as we know it.
Yes.
Will be a gradual thing.
It will be, but understand, I speak of much time to come.
I do understand that, far beyond our ability to understand.
But it should give you thoughts of what is happening on your earth.
Yes, it certainly does that.
Man has an unreasonable expectation of his own power.
Yes.
And he must not.
So, to sum it up then, mankind as we know it will evolve into something different over aeons of time, and when the earth finally ceases to exist as it is now, it will no longer be a calamity for mankind, because mankind will not exist, but will have progressed to another form of energy unknown to us upon this earth at this time.
When the time comes, mankind's raised consciousness will move him forward. Yes, there will be no Big Bang.
No.
As we have spoken, it will not happen that way.
So it's going to be another form of evolution to a higher degree of perception and living.
Yes. As you see in nature, you have strains of whatever flower, vegetable, mankind himself, where they become stronger, more aware of their surroundings. Their consciousness is raised in many different ways.
Yes.
And that must happen before the things I tell you of can happen, and they will.
So would I be right in saying then that by the time the earth begins to disappear, there will be no such animal as man upon the earth, but spiritually they will have progressed into another plane of existence?
Yes. I told you when first I came that many of us have gathered, and that is our task, that man's consciousness should be raised, that the innate knowledge that you all have should come to the surface, that eventually mankind return to spirituality, to that knowledge that is within, to that part of their being, which is the real them. It must come forward.
So that confirms what you told us a little time ago, that we should cease to think in physical terms and to try to control our lives more in a spiritual way and think of spiritual development rather than physical futures.
My dear friends, always I will teach you that. Always I want you to know the power of your thoughts. Always I will return to that. I want you to know yourselves as you truly are.
Yes.
Look not at each other with those physical eyes. Look upon each other as spiritual brothers. look within the physical body and see that light shine forth from each one of you. And then, and only then, will you begin to have an inkling of what each and every one of you is about.
And I think I would be right in saying that you've opened a very wide doorway for us all tonight, given us much to think about in the future.
I know what I bring to you is a difficult subject, but I ask you, dear friends, to think upon it deeply.
I'm sure we shall.
You do have the understanding, all of you, to begin to realize just a little what you are about.
Myself, I must say that I find what you have told us tonight eminently reassuring in some way, and I have no doubt that my colleagues will also have that reassurance.
It is good, and it is necessary, because you see, if you return again to the power of thought, these negative aspects of thinking can create what the thought is. Can you see?
Yes.
It is much better that you have clarity of vision, that you can see forward to dispel the clouds of doubt.
Right. Although it will be far beyond our lifetimes, I am quite sure that it does give us a comprehensive feeling of the future, if I can put it that way.
Yes, and that is all that I require of you, that you look forward and not backwards and not negatively.
Right.
That is all I desire from you, and I hope that all of your dear friends can achieve such.
And I think it would be nice to have individual answers on this for you, Sandimet, tonight. Does everybody feel as I feel, that it has opened a vastly different insight into the future of mankind? Do you feel that?
Yes.
Yes, this is a positive view for the future.
Thank you.
Yes.
So you have the answer, my friend.
I am happy to receive such positive responses. Now, I want to say only one more thing before I allow the instrument to rest the voice.
Yes.
And others are waiting to come also.
Right.
I wish to say to the lady with us this evening, and I know is no stranger to this work, but I wish to say just a few words to her.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You, my dear child, have trodden a difficult pathway this time, but I want to say to you that your future years will be much brighter than those gone by. You will achieve much in your future years. You will look back with some satisfaction, and you can only do that if you have been able, and I will use one of your earthly sayings here, when you have sorted the wheat from the chaff. Only then can you recognize the success of a life? And you, my dear, will achieve it. But you have a way to go just yet. I want you to recognize one of the things in your life which trips you up, I think you say. You do not look squarely in the eyes situations before you, and you must look closely and accept your part in all situations. You cannot always look at others and say it is their problem. You understand?
Yes, I do.
That is all I wish to say this time.
Thank you very much, Sonia Natasha. Remember your words.
Now, my dear friends, as I leave you this time, remember I am with you. Remember always I hear your thoughts. Remember always that the great love of the cosmos surrounds you all. That each and every one of you here is important to each other as you are to all of mankind.
Thank you very, very much for all you've given us tonight in the way of love and information. We are grateful. God be with you.